From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Since the end of June, Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried and the Florida Forest Service have deployed nearly 170 wildland firefighters and support personnel to assist suppression efforts on western wildfires. Fried says as the devastating wildfires continue to threaten our fellow Americans across the West, she's incredibly proud of our well-trained wildland firefighters who chose to leave their families to help their fellow firefighters. It's not the full year extension requested, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has granted the organizers of the National Beef Checkoff Petition Drive an additional 3 months until October 3rd to collect the necessary signatures on the petition calling for a producer vote of the National Beef Checkoff Program. According to RCAF USA, slowed by the pandemic, the USDA originally established a 12-month period for the collection of the required 88,000-plus signatures, but so far, only about 19,000 signatures have been gathered. Efforts are underway to prevent the first cases of African swine fever in the North American hemisphere from spreading to U.S. shores. AgriMarketing.com reports less than a week after the Dominican Republic confirmed cases of ASF, the country announced its limiting shipments of pigs and calling on its military to contain the spread of the virus. DR officials say they'll slaughter tens of thousands of pigs after detecting outbreaks in 11 of 32 provinces. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.